question. When we hear the Bhagavatam class, often it is the same point that are spoken again and again, and it tends to get boring. So how can we go deep in our bhakti in activities that seem repetitive, like hearing or even chanting? Answer. In material life, the newness often comes from new actions. Let's say people go to new places, they buy new gadgets, they even have new partners. So in material life, often the newness comes from new externals. Whereas in bhakti, the newness comes from new inner experiences. That means that when there is attraction to Krishna, we experience Him more and more. And the same chanting of the holy names, same the remembrance of the same Lord will awaken deeper awareness of His glories. And that's how our experience will stay fresh. Now this requires time. First of all, in principle, we understand that Krishna is ever fresh. But in practice, that experience doesn't come to us so easily. So we have, in general, the activities that we do, we can classify into three things, three categories. Some activities which we love to do. And that means we really relish them. It may be you like, we like to hear some devotees' classes, or we like to recite verses, or we like to participate in kirtans, or whatever. Some activities which we look forward to do, and they are the sources of our strength. And whatever happens, we need to have time to do these activities. So first of all, we need to find which are the activities which I really love to do, and they give me strength. And these, we need to make time for doing this. Then, there are some activities which you don't mind doing. Okay, I can do it. Nice. It's okay. It's not that I look forward to them. But it's not that I find them difficult. Okay, I'll just do it. The third category is something which you find very difficult to do. It seems like a boredom or a burden. So in general, this is going to be our stage where some activities which we love, some activities which we don't mind, and some activities which we find very difficult to manage. So that's just the nature of our condition. And which activities fall in which category will vary from person to person, but this principle will apply to everyone. So knowing that this is because of our conditioning, we have to check the activities in the third category, how important they are. If say some central elements of sadhana fall in this category, then even then we will not just be able to force ourselves to do it constantly. So two, three things can be done. First is we get strength from doing the activities which inspire us, which enliven us, and that strength we use for doing these activities. So if we don't have strength we are not inspired from elsewhere, then we will not be able to do these activities for long. That is the first point. And second is that even in these activities which we find boring or burdensome, we can find out how best to make ourselves more aware of their depth. So for example, if the Bhagavatam classes are repetitive, then we can try to see other devotees who seem to have taste for Bhagavatam. And they like to hear, then ask them what interests them. And often, it is not necessary that our thoughts have to stay restricted only to what the speaker is speaking. Because often, if we try to hear attentively, the speaker may be saying a familiar point, but that familiar point may awaken in us in some other thought connected to some other similar pastime or some other similar point. So, absorption does not have to depend on what the person is speaking alone. What the person speaks can be a stimulating point which can trigger our thoughts. Of course, we don't want our thoughts to get triggered in non-devotional directions. But in the Shastra, if we try to connect, suppose the mind says, hey, you have heard this so many times. Just turn it around. Okay, when did I hear it last? What was the context? And now what is the context? Is the context similar? Is the context different? Is the same point, can this point be analyzed in different ways at different times? Or if this point is similar, this point is so familiar, okay, this same point, which scripture, which other scripture it comes in? And in what context that comes? That means rather than letting the mind make us indifferent because of the familiarity of the point, we can counter question, use our intelligence to counter question, okay, what makes this point familiar? And is it, and we'll survive that even Prabhupada, many times he quotes the same verse, but sometimes he quotes it in different contexts. And then the whole process of absorption is essentially a process of connection. So when we say somebody gets absorbed, that means whatever we are hearing, we are able to connect with many other things. And if we try to make ourselves intellectually active like this, to connect more, then we will, when we have to do classes, wherever we have to, the points will all be ready for us. So we will otherwise find that when we have to give classes, yes, the points are there, but it will come at the right time. So we'll be familiar. So if we are supposed to give a class on a topic, we don't know what to speak. And then somebody else gives a class on that, yeah, I could have also spoken this. But I didn't get those thoughts at that time. So there is familiarity and there is connectedness. So rather than just saying, this is, I know this. Okay, let me put it in a framework. This example is used in this context for this point. In this context, it can be used for this point. And just, that means every time we hear a familiar point, try to establish some new connections of that point with other points. In general, for our subsequent recollection utilization, the more a point is connected with other points, the more we will be able to recollect it easily. Because there will be multiple channels of going to that point. If you just hear a point and it's not connected anywhere, then it will be very difficult to recollect it and use it when we need it. So you can yourself find out which strategies work for you. But the familiarity can be used as a tool for greater absorption, not as a tool for indifference. Or you could turn around, okay, this is a good point, you know. When I'm giving a class, I can also speak this point. Or this point is not so logical. Maybe if some other examples also given, this can be. We're not criticizing that speaker, but we are just thinking about how I could use this point. If I were to speak this point in the class, would I speak it in the same way? Or would I need to modify it in some way? So in general, if we have been for several years in the movement, then most of the points which we hear will be fairly familiar. So the only way, we, at least unless we get very purified and develop direct taste for Krishna, one of the few ways in which we will be able to sustain our attention is by shifting our role from that of a student to a potential teacher. Not that we place ourselves in competition or superior to the speaker, but we understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was that yara dekho tare kaho Krishna, whoever we meet, speak about Krishna. So he wants us to become teachers also. So we start thinking about these points, how can I use if I have to speak them? And that will make the class much more intellectually stimulating. Otherwise, the class sometimes becomes intellectually deadened. Just feel passive. Okay, I have to go as a ritual, hear the class. Same points I have heard again and again. But when you are hearing a class, if you really want to seriously absorb ourselves, what you could do is, before you go for the class, read the Bhagavatam verse. And think, if you had to speak on this, how would you speak? And then, you may not be giving classes now, you may be giving classes now, but I don't know. But you will surely give classes in the future. And you also have to, we all will have to speak more and more in the future. So if you think, okay, I would have spoken this way, and this devotee is speaking this way, you will learn more about the subject. Oh, this subject could be spoken this way also. And you will say, oh, this devotee is, he reads more Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why I speak Chaitanya Charitamrita past tense. No, I study more Bhagavad Gita, so I will spoken from Bhagavad Gita. So you can learn that way more about the speaker also, more about the subject also, and more about a specific topic. So these are just two suggestions I gave. One is that question the familiar point as, so that it becomes more connected, and try to shift your role from a student to that of a potential teacher. And that way the absorption can increase much more.
Yes, sir.